SBC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
SBC hosted a Digital Innovation Casino Day last week on April 17th, diving into the online casino space and the biggest topics in the sector is currently facing. Representatives from some of the biggest companies in the industry took part in the day, providing their knowledge and insight on what direction online casino is currently traveling in and what path it should take. Everything from slots to technology and game shows was discussed, and we're going to break it down the digital day on this episode of iGaming Daily. My name is Connor Porter, senior journalist of Casino Beats, and I'm joined by Danny Lee, now senior journalist on Slot Beats, and Martin Elliott, project director for SBC Media. Gentlemen, how's it going? We're underway with this podcast now after a troubling start, but we got there in the end, Danny, as we always do. How are you doing?
Yeah, I've not done an iGaming daily for a while, so it's a pleasure to see things are still running as smoothly as ever. But good to be on here again, talking about what was a great day last week in the Digital Innovation Day. So, yeah.
Awesome, and Martin, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Connor. I think this is the first time I've been on the Casino Beats team edition of iGaming Daily. I was beginning to think you were shunning me for some reason, but no, good to be here. And, you know, organising these digital days sort of comes under my responsibilities, but couldn't do it without input from other members of the team. And you guys on the Casino Beats team certainly did a great job helping us put this together and running this last week. So thank you for that. So really interesting to find out a little bit about what you guys thought about it.
Fantastic. We've got the pleasantries out of the way. So now let's get into the ad read itself for this episode of iGaming Daily. It's, of course, sponsored by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. And as a special offer, Optimove are offering new clients a free first month when they buy Optimove. For more information and to claim the first free month, go to optimove.com/SBC. That's optimove.com/SBC. Links will also be left in the podcast episode description as well. So let's jump right into then this Digital Innovation Casino Day. And Martin, I think the best place to ask this question is to you. The overriding themes of the day itself, we had plenty of panels throughout the day from the morning into the afternoon. You know, what were the overriding themes that took place on the casino day?
Well, what with the day really was focusing on innovation, particularly sort of a little bit of technical innovation, but also new ideas in the content sphere as well. So we looked at the next steps for slots, which I know we're going to come to because Danny was part of that panel. And we also talked a bit about what's next for the sort of the game show format in live casino, which has obviously been a big hit for the industry over the last couple of years. And then moving on to a little bit more of the technical stuff, we looked at some gamification techniques, how they're going to help with customer retention and so on. And then rounded off the day by talking about the future of aggregation and really looking at what operators would like aggregators to add on to their service on top of just delivering the slots themselves. And finally, a bit of a chat with some independent consultants about, I suppose it's more, it's not the next generation of technology, but it's about implementing the technology and what results casino operators can expect from investing in the latest technology. So fairly wide-ranging brief on the day, and something for everybody who works in the industry to be interested in and to learn from.
Exactly, and you said wide-ranging of themes throughout the day itself, everything from slots to aggregation platforms and even game shows on the day itself. So something that everyone should go and watch and view these panels if they haven't already, and we'll leave some links in the description for our listeners to actually go and do that. But Danny, from a content perspective for us on the Casino Beats team and on Slot Beats as well, you know, what would like the key takeaways that we took away from this event itself?
Well, I think I thought of the clue was in the title of the day, to be honest. It was a innovation day. So when we're looking at these specific topics, one thing that obviously rose above everything else was the fact that whether it's if you're making game shows, if you're curating an aggregation platform, if you're producing slot titles, then you know, coming up with something creative, something unique, bringing something new to the table is certainly something that every company in the online casino industry is constantly striving for. Particularly in the discussion I was having on slots, the need for balance was also stressed quite a lot. So sort of breaking through several other discussions through the day as well, basically the need to make sure that you're offering an array of content. You're not just honed in on one specific factor or one aspect of a game or a genre, and as well as like how, well, we'll touch on it in a second in the slot discussion, how you know, online casino platforms or aggregation offerings, because they offer such a vast array of content, making sure that they're appealing to every sort of demographic as well, as we know, constantly trying to appeal to like a younger generation of players as a whole new generation, and Generation Z is coming into the frame of gambling now. So yeah, plenty of insight on innovation and sort of balance as well.
Yeah, especially Martin, with like aggregators, it can be particularly key to have that balance in offering, to make sure that whenever an operator is signing up for their service, they're getting the most out of that platform itself, that aggregation platform, for their customers at the end role.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, aggregation, obviously the simplest form, is a very easy way for operators to integrate a lot of different content into the site. But what the best aggregators are also doing is providing some great tools for customer retention, customer engagement, and so on. Things like jackpot tools, obviously key across casino type thing. So it's really about at the one end, and this is definitely something that we're about to talk about in Danny's slots panel. At the one end, it's the sort of what you might call the hardcore casino players who will do things like watch slot streamers and so on. It's a really huge part of their life. But also you need something to engage the players who will just have half an hour of an evening on the phone in front of the TV sort of thing. It's just for more casual players who are playing for low stakes games. So it's all about having that broad offer. I don't think casino is slightly different from sportsbook. In sportsbook, you can specialise in just the high rollers and make a bit of cash there. You can specialise in just the guys who are putting a £5 accumulator on at the weekend. Casino, I think you need a much broader offering if you're going to make a decent amount of money for your shareholders.
Yeah, you've got to have something for everyone, something to include everyone when they come and visit a casino operator's website. Danny, I believe you moderate a panel for the first time. Is that correct?
That's true. That's true.
How did that experience go for you?
It was nerve-wracking to begin with, but we had a very strong panel to kick off the day, so it definitely helped things go a lot more smoothly. So we were talking about simplicity in slots, and well, that's what the topic was based on. We obviously delved into a lot more than just that, with insights from operators like Norse Tipping, Norwegian State Lottery, had Bet99 in there as well, N Labs and L Europe. And we also had a representative from ELA Games there as well. So it was good to have a supplier's perspective on this conversation too. And yeah, it was just sort of revolving around simplicity in slot releases and whether studios are actually sort of benefiting from producing games that are more complex and require a lot more resources to produce, or whether sort of simple slots are a more profitable alternative. Other than that, we looked at sort of the risks presented by these different kind of slots in terms of player protection, and sort of weighing up whether they present, you know, the same risks, or whether the fact that a slot might be more complex in its features and its design elements particularly means it's actually riskier. And then we also touched a bit on business strategy. So obviously we had quite a few operators on the panel. So we wanted to talk about whether creating an online casino platform requires you to obviously have that balance that we touched on a little bit earlier, while being sort of profitable and responsible and sort of packaging all of that into one online casino platform and for success, basically. It was a great discussion, and something I'm sure we'll definitely touch on in upcoming sessions and events and stuff as well.
Now, the one question I wanted to ask you is, as the moderator of the panel, what was like did someone say anything in particular that you know surprised you in a way, or you know, or were they more agreeable than you expected in terms of like their opinions on slots, whether it was, you know, the simplicity of a slot versus the complexity? You know, what was the opinions from the panel that kind of like caught your eye?
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
Yeah, I'd say it works quite well with the fact they were quite agreeable with each other. There was part of me that wanted them to say that, yeah, these big complex slots that are well designed and they obviously use up more resources, more time and more staff to make. Part of me was hoping that, yeah, they are great and they will outperform more simpler slots and sequels and stuff like that. But it just wasn't really the case. Seemed to be the other way around, if anything. So while operators seem to demand that balance I mentioned, they were very keen on sort of pushing the fact that, yeah, you can be innovative with the games that suppliers produce and then offer to those operators, but that's not necessarily going to, you know, bring in profit, which is obviously, you know, that's how operators run. And it's just the way the world works. So they definitely seem to sing the praise of simple slots for several reasons. And one of them was sort of comprehension. So the fact that a player is more likely, like Martin said, if they've only got 30 minutes in a day to play a slot, or a lot of the time it can be even less than that, just 10 minutes, they're more likely to go to a slot that they're familiar with or a mechanic that they're familiar with rather than sort of delve into a new game. I think it was Matthew Curtis who is... I believe the head of responsible gambling at L&L Europe. And he was saying that sort of the more complex something is, the harder it can be to understand or comprehend for the player. And sort of given the nature of gambling and the fact that it involves losses, then he doubted that many customers would be willing to play enough of a new product just to simply build a comprehensive understanding of it. So yeah, lots of interesting stuff to touch on like that.
And Martin, before I ask you about the panel that kind of stood out to you, certainly putting together these panels with all these different perspectives is the right direction to go in, because we get some great examples of the industry all agreeing together in a certain direction, but also some different perspectives on how the industry should go in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thinking when we wrote this particular panel was, is off the back of a number of sort of conversations with operator representatives in social settings and so on. They expressed some concerns to me that the latest generation of games, many of them are really a bit too complex. They're not, they lack the intuitive nature of the best games, you know, the big franchise games, you know, Money Train and things like that, or even just the very simple sort of traditional fruit-based type slots. And we wanted to represent that and give also, you know, we had a supplier representative on there because we wanted to hear what they thought about this. So that's key to these discussions being both interesting for the audience, but also valuable. If you just sit there and you have an obvious premise at the start and everyone sits there and says, yeah, that's right, it's, you know, it doesn't benefit anyone. So we wanted to, you know, facilitate a discussion in which there were a number of different viewpoints. I think that came through, and Danny did a really, really good job in moderating that session and allowing those opinions to come out. So I would definitely recommend that all our listeners give give that a watch.
And you got, you go, take that to the bank. You know, top praise from Martin there. You know that'll keep you smiling for a week. That will, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I will just add that sort of that value that you'd get from that insight is definitely something that's maybe a bit understated with these sort of digital days that we do, or panel sessions and stuff like that. Because, for one example, we had a supplier on this panel, so obviously they're dealing with the complete other side of the industry to the operators, in the fact that they're the ones that are trying to appeal to the operators rather than to the players, obviously. And sort of an interesting point that Mike made was that for these sort of smaller studios, there's much less of a choice for them to be able to go straight into making these complex games. And I think he was sort of advising smaller studios to keep it simple while being sort of engaging and entertaining in other ways, whether it's design and other aspects to these titles.
Certainly. And Martin, you were watching these panels throughout the day. Which panel stood out to you the most? You know, Danny's already talked about his slots panel, but there's also the game show panel and aggregation panel to you as well. Which one stood out to you?
Sure. It'd be really unhelpful for this discussion if I said, yeah, Danny's panel was great. But Danny's panel was really fascinating. But I also enjoyed the live game shows panel, looking at what's next for that. It's not an area that I knew a lot about before watching this panel, because I'd not played one of these at any point, because I just thought, I'm not sure about the idea of this, but came away with a slightly different perspective after watching this. So we had on this panel Joe Streeter of this parish, obviously. Mm. Your boss, as you know.
He certainly is.
For both of you. Yeah. And then he was joined by Graciela Anthony, who's head of Live Casino for Entain now. Natalie Berenato, who, you know, lots of people in the industry will know Natalie from various operators she's worked with. We had Graham Powery, who was the former head of Live Casino Entain and now the chief commercial officer for the supplier Easy. I hadn't realised how complex a task putting together one of these games is, and the investment required by the supplier. And frankly, it can be, by the sounds of it, if you get it wrong and you don't attract players, that's a significant financial loss. There's a lot of risk involved in from the supplier perspective in these games. And, you know, the other thing, you think that it's based on game shows, so you just, how should we put this? If you can't afford the IP, which apparently is quite expensive to get the IP from a TV game show, which everyone is familiar with, so I mean, and so on. So if you were to say, take inspiration from a game show instead of branding it exactly the same thing, that's absolutely no guarantee of success, apparently. These are so complex to, and I've given this no thought, to change that television format that people are familiar with it into a gambling game. And Graham pointed this out. The live game show, you're not bringing in people who are poker players or blackjack players or something. This is a direct alternative to slots, the game show, because it's just random. Most of the games are sort of big wheel, spinning wheel type games and so on. So I thought the whole thing was fascinating for somebody who knew nothing about it beforehand. So, and again, I would say well worth going back and having a little watch of that, particularly to, although the sad point being there's no sign of a bullseye themed game show coming at any point soon. So.
I listened into that one as well, and they spoke about how important it was for the presenter of these such game shows to be interactive with the players, to, you know, show emotion when the big wins occur during the actual game when that they're presenting to, and how big of an impact that can have as well. So, like, as you mentioned, like the whole social aspect that we mentioned earlier with Danny Slots is brought into that situation as well, and you can see how social just goes across all of these kind of game types and how important it is for the future of online casino and live casino as well.
And I think that's the same for anything you do online now. It's fine for people my age, probably still a bit cynical about even Facebook and things like that, But for younger generations who've grown up as, you know, digital natives who've done everything on, whether it's Instagram or TikTok or whatever, they have a social element to everything they do in life. So if you're just now pushing out a game which is solitary, you're sitting at home playing by yourself, I think you've got little chance of getting an audience that's big enough to be profitable. So that is a great thing about that game show format, the potential for it to be interactive and, you know, chat to other players and have that social aspect to it. And I think that's a big challenge for all online casino operators. And can you make slots do that is the big thing. Obviously, you can do it in... it's a bit more obvious in table games and things like that, but the slots thing is interesting, a really big challenge for the operators to get that right.
Danny, you also covered the aggregation panel that we already briefly mentioned on. So just briefly as well, what were the main kind of takeaways that you took away from that session?
Yeah, it was another good session led by Casino Beats editor, Joe Streeter. Some very interesting topics touched on. Particularly surrounding sort of the responsibility of an aggregator in the relationships that they have with the studios that they acquire content from and the operator that eventually acquire content from them. Now, they had Aaron Lowe, the director of casino at Softibet, on this panel, who sort of described a duty of care for aggregators that when they form these relationships, they're making sure that they are faithful to the studios that they bring on board in terms of maybe like continuing to pick up their content after the partnership has been formed, making sure that any new content is like getting integrated onto the platform, and also with the relationships that they build with the operators to show them sort of how well their solutions or their platforms are performing. So he mentioned that not everybody's been in the industry for years and years to know what to expect in these deals, particularly with startups. So again, the aggregator, they have this duty of care to be extremely careful when managing the expectations of these companies. Another interesting thought was how obviously a lot of these aggregators will have very similar online casino offerings on these platforms, sort of. I mean, we cover these deals all the time, Connor, you know, with different partnerships being formed between aggregators and studios. And a lot of the time you do see that it is the same sort of handful of suppliers being picked up. And that can obviously lead to sort of a bit more of a similarity between these offerings. Now, I think it was Aaron Lowe again who suggested that this threat of homogeneity is actually a good thing for the industry, particularly for aggregators, claiming that if these companies are becoming samey, then that can actually drive innovation within the aggregation space, because it makes him feel like if their company can produce something that is unique, then they will have an advantage on the companies that are, you know, contributing to this sea of sameness that a lot of companies refer to.
Good stuff. And if any of our listeners, as I mentioned already, if any of our listeners want to go and watch those panel sessions themselves, they can click in the link in the description of this podcast, which we'll leave for the agenda and the list of panels that took place on the day. But before we go, Martin, we spoke about the insights that were provided by those that came onto the panels for this casino day. I want you now to provide us with some insight for the future. What is coming up next on the agenda for future Digital Innovation Days at SBC?
Okay, so we are we're having a break in the schedule in May because we have two big actual real life events where you can shake hands with people rather than just listening to them, including of course Casino Beach Summit, which I know you two are going to be there. So. Good. But in June, we are back with the Payment Expert Innovation Day, when we'll be looking at a number of things around payments and compliance technology in the gambling space, and also touching a little bit on developments in the crypto market. So we aren't going to be talking how to become a billionaire in crypto investments, sadly. I'm keeping that secret to myself. But, you know, there'll be some really interesting practical tips and future-looking discussions on the payments in the payment space.
Fantastic stuff. Danny, Martin, thank you for joining me on this episode of iGaming Daily, and be sure to subscribe to never miss a future episode of iGaming Daily.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.